B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party podcast, everybody, featuring Roy, Loren, Maney, and once in a while, producer Nicole.
Also, I ratted you out to your wife. I don't know if she's happy about it.
Yeah, you might be in trouble, bud.
Why did you rat her out to me?
You kind of ratted yourself out.
Wait, honestly. Why did you rat me out to her?
Because you took your pants off in the studio.
Well, don't turn your back on me. Where are you going?
Hang on. I'm putting my laptop up.
He's trying to get out of here.
Are those Lee jeans you're wearing?
Yeah, I wear Lee's.
Wow. I don't know. Very fashionable of you.
They're not fashionable.
Yeah, they are. Lee's, Levi, Gap.
Well, I wear them. You know why I wear these Lee's? Is because
they make your butt look good. You just turned around and I.
Well, and they weren't even pulled up. And when I pull my pants all the way up, my ass looks great. No, the reason why I wear them is because they have spandex in them.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
So I can move around. Otherwise, when I wear, like, Wranglers or any other, you know, manly man's jeans, I feel like they don't move well with me.
All right, asshole, I got a text message from my wife. What's it going to say?
Well, it's because you took your pants off in the
studio. You told me to.
Well, I didn't tell you to. You're the one who came. I never told you to take your pants off.
And to be fair, even if he did, I don't think any... Well, never mind. I'm not even going to say that because you can't keep your pants on.
Yeah, I haven't taken my pants off in here in a long time.
Hang on. Can we just...
Psoriasis? Can I get psoriasis from you?
No, psoriasis is genetic. So if you have psoriasis, it came from your family.
What is this on my arm?
Okay, she just yelled out, "I have psoriasis," as if we weren't going to unpack that. Let me see it.
It's itchy.
Hey, it looks like a psoriasis patch, but it's probably just dry skin. Put lotion on it; you'll be fine. If they start popping up everywhere else, you have psoriasis. Maney, we were trying to film a TikTok.
Right, and you said you wanted to go viral.
What's that? Oh, your wife's typing to me.
Ugh. You said you wanted to go viral.
I wanted to go viral, and you said you have an idea that involves nudity, and then you came up with the idea of taking your pants off behind
and then you
me.
Cover my butt.
I covered your butt.
Right. So how did she find out? She's not on TikTok.
Well, I posted it on Instagram.
Why did you post it on Instagram?
I have 4 new messages from your wife.
Oh, my God.
You should just keep your pants on.
Just delete it. No, you ruined it. Now
Why?
You have to delete it.
No, you're already in trouble for it. You might as well stand by it now.
No, because she texted me and she's like, what if corporate finds out about it? You're going to get in trouble.
Why?
Because of sexual harassment policies and stuff in 2021.
Okay, just so corporate knows, I consent and I don't mind looking at your butt. That doesn't offend me.
Well, it happened inside their building, so.
I think your ass looks great.
I'm sorry.
I just sexually harassed
you. You have to delete it now.
Why?
Because it's become a whole thing. If you just left it there, it wouldn't have been a whole thing.
I just worry that someone in corporate in the building will see that and decide it's inappropriate. And you, oh.
See?
I don't know. I don't, but it did.
I'm sorry. My wife is asking to delete it.
Okay, I'll delete it
Thank
from
you.
Insta.
No, delete it from TikTok, too. I can't report you because then it's going to be me that gets in trouble.
Hang on, I'll just block you from TikTok. How about
that? You could say that he was filming you without
your
consent.
Why wouldn't you delete it? My wife is at. I'm asking you to.
Why? It's so funny.
Because.
It is funny.
It is funny, but it's now my wife isn't comfortable with it, and it's an overreaction, and we just have to just put it away for a little while. Let's wait, just shelve it.
It's gotten the most views out of all my TikToks.
How many?
240.
Well, you're well on your way.
I mean, it's only been up for a couple hours.
All right, I'll delete it.
Somebody already has a screenshot of it.
No, for sure. They've already sent it to me.
Well, if you delete it, you've done your job.
I've deleted it under protest.
My wife just texted me and said, do you ever get concerned that maybe someone at corporate sees this? She's like, I'm not fussing at you guys at all. I know that you guys are weird and have funny moments. It's just that I'm concerned that someone could get upset.
Well, I enjoy looking at it. I think it's funny. Not like in a sexual way, like I enjoy it, to be clear.
I thought it was funny, too. And maybe it's funny if it's not inside this building.
But, I mean, we're like SNL. Like, they do sketches on Saturday Night Live.
I know.
And,
I know. Just hold on to it. Don't delete the TikTok. Hold on to the video.
Okay, I deleted it.
All right, thank you.
It is gone. You won't find it anywhere. And I told your wife I deleted it.
All right, so hopefully I appreciate that. Thank you.
She feels assured.
And then,
by the way, so now if you're listening to this, there was a whole drama that you don't know anything. You can't even see it.
My wife, and Sterling got on Roy last week. We're always in trouble.
We are always in trouble with our spouses. But I understand. If it puts your family in bad light, you know, you taking your pants off and work.
Well, she's just concerned because, you know, it's Me a too. Different time than it was in 2015 when I used to pull my pants down daily.
Right. I mean, I remember when I applied whipped cream to your butt.
You did. You put the applicator
right in your ass.
Yeah. Right. You pumped me full of whipped cream. Are you not enjoying this conversation?
No, she's freaking out over psoriasis.
Can I spread the psoriasis to the rest of my body?
If you keep bitching it and stressing about it, yes.
Really?
Well, but it's going to...
But is it like...
How do you know it's psoriasis
ivy,
and not
where
just...
Where, like, if I itch it and I itch somewhere else, it's going to move there?
No, it's not like that. But what it is like is that the more you itch it, the bigger the wound will
How
be.
Do you know it's psoriasis and not just some dry skin from the cold air?
Isn't that what psoriasis is? It feels like psoriasis. It's itchy.
Well, it only becomes psoriasis when layers of skin form on top and you get plaque. Right now, it just looks like dry skin.
Yeah, if it looks like psoriasis, looks like it walks like psoriasis.
A little bit. Just don't itch it. Put lotion on it. But literally how it spreads is you stressing about it. So, like, but you can have psoriasis and be remission, and then all of a sudden it come out of remission.
How could I go 36 years of my life and not have it and then all of a sudden have it?
You must have had a triggering event.
Like no sleep?
Could be that.
Hmm.
There's several triggers.
I'm kidding.
And then once your body finally reaches the threshold of the triggers, it comes out of remission.
After everything I've been through, if no sleep is what triggers psoriasis in my body, I'm going to be pissed.
Hey, weren't you alone this weekend?
Huh? Oh,
yeah. Weren't you alone this weekend?
Until Saturday, yeah.
So you got Friday night alone. Mm-hmm. How was it?
Oh, I still had Jackson.
Well,
Jackson's
so
the
what?
One that's not sleeping.
Yeah, but how was that?
Yeah. I mean, it was quiet in the house.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
No Dal, no Elena.
Yeah, it was beautiful, actually.
Did you drink wine?
No, it's dry January.
Did Elena choose to go with Dal just to go up to Virginia?
No, I sent Elena with them because he wanted to take cash, and I was like, you can't, I love you, but you
oh my
can't
God.
Handle cash on your own.
What do you mean? He's his father.
No, I know, but the problem is that Dallas doesn't, like, quote-unquote, take days off of work. Like, even when he has the day off, he's never off.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, my mom's boyfriend in the sense that, like, he works.
Yeah, dude, I saw your mom's boyfriend take a message on a napkin at a restaurant. I was like, that's the shadiest thing ever. He wrote down numbers. I was like, is this guy a bookie?
But it drives me crazy because I'm like, you can't tell me that you're taking the day off and you're going to take cash and then pick up your phone and do a 2-hour conference call. Like, it doesn't work like that. You need to be paying attention to him.
Okay.
So because I know that that is incapable of currently happening, I needed to send Elena.
She probably enjoyed it too, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She had a good time. They like went in the hot tub up there and they played in the snow and
you got to hang. What did you do Friday night without the family around when Jackson went to sleep?
I went to sleep.
Fun.
And I slept until Jackson got up and kept
That's
getting
amazing.
Up. Mm-hmm.
Did you order in?
I don't even think I ate dinner that night, honestly.
Oh, my gosh. If I have the whole house to myself, let me tell you, I love being by myself.
Me too.
It is so much fun.
You were by yourself for about 15 minutes when Sterling went to get smoothies, you told us off the air the other day.
Yeah, and what happened? He gets into a car accident. The guy can't survive without me.
I also find it cute that you and Sterling tend to do...
things together?
Yeah.
Yeah
like if he's got to go run and do something, you'll ride with him.
Like Friday night, I needed to go get the pizza, and he's like, oh, I'll just come with you.
You're never alone, though. And it's healthy to be alone.
It is healthy to be alone. I'm alone during the day when he's in his office working.
Yeah.
If anything, he probably needs the alone time, because if you think about it, I'm up his ass every second. But I take breaks from him.
Any word on when he thinks he'll be going back to the office?
I don't think he'll ever be back in an office.
Really?
And his office is back open, and people do go on alternate. How about this? They go, there's a group that goes on this day, and then like they skip a day, and another group goes on this day. Like, not everyone's allowed to be in the building.
I think that's what they're doing here.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah.
People have certain days?
Because
I see my boss seems like every flipping day.
Well, he is here every day, and he doesn't have to be, but he is.
Yeah.
But the sales staff
Spreading
has
COVID.
Rotating days.
So wait, if Sterling doesn't have to ever be in the office again, why would you have to move to
because
another?
It's,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is just his current job now.
But if he doesn't have to be in the office, what does it matter where he lives?
That his job right now.
This position.
Oh,
this position
I see. Okay.
Like in 3 years.
But if he took a different position, he would have to be in the office.
It's weird. Like his work, I swear, I relate it to the military. Because it's like you have to do tours of duties in certain cities. Mm-hmm. And like he has to do a 2 to 3 year tour in Cincinnati. He has to.
Hmm.
Otherwise, he'll never get promoted. Isn't that weird?
That's weird, but yeah, that's that they want to funnel you through there.
They want to. It's to, if you want to go up through the system, you have to go to headquarters.
It might be like how FedEx is with Memphis. Like FedEx employs thousands of people, millions of people, probably. But if you want to maybe get up into management,
you got to go
through Memphis or something.
So he'll have to at some point work in Cincinnati in headquarters. And then I don't know what we'll do for the show. Then I guess I'll have a studio in Cincinnati and check in with you guys.
Maybe.
Fly in once a month. I don't know what we'll do then. And then when he does his 2-3 years,
you might be alone.
Huh?
I said you might be alone. You might be living here and then flying in every weekend to go see him.
Maybe. That may happen. Or I can maybe I work here 4 days a week and fly Fridays. I don't know what I'll do. But that will happen at some point.
Yeah.
And then after he gets done with that, hopefully then I'm hoping the world is more flexible or he can just work from anywhere.
Does he have anything left in his office that he hasn't gotten back?
No, because the office was already set up to be temporary offices.
Okay.
And meaning no one had a room. It was all open space. It was like a collaborative office.
Hmm.
It's pretty cool. Like the only rooms that existed were big conference rooms, and they had conference rooms everywhere.
Oh, it's kind of like
people get territorial though, like parking spots.
No, not territorial, but like Sterling did have a spot.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like if someone sat in it, he would just.
But it's kind of like that shared space.
Kind of like co-working.
Yeah,
you know?
Co-working.
It's like they made that, but like that was like his legit real office. And you do have like your own space, but
so you can't leave anything there. It's not like he has a picture of you on his desk.
Nope.
Did you tell him about going to Truist Field and taking a day there? Just to get out of the house?
Did I tell him
he can rent
do
a
that?
Suite?
Let me tell you, I tell them all the time he needs to leave the dang house because he'll go literally 7 days, and the only time he leaves the house is on the weekends when him and I go someplace.
That's crazy.
I'm like, that's unhealthy.
And he doesn't go for walks?
No. And I told him, I said, what you at least need to do is dedicate lunchtime to be the time you leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying go into a place and catch COVID. I'm like, go through a drive-thru, or better yet, have food at the house and just leave and go outside and eat something.
Right, like go for a walk. It's healthy. Plus, they say the vitamin D from the sun is important. It's important for you to get light.
Yeah, to fight the virus. But he is, I mean, always inside the house. Always.
By the way, speaking of fighting the virus.
Hey, come in here for a sec.
Producer Nicole's mom had a pretty severe case of COVID.
I've been trying to follow this vitamin regimen that Nicole.
That's what I was going
to
say. Amanda and I went and got the vitamin regimen that she told us.
I can't take zinc.
Why?
It's not good for breastfeeding.
But
everything else.
Everything else is okay. Because I also take echinacea.
How about this?
My wife and I took a screenshot of your what your mom's doctor told her was the perfect blend of immunity. Mm-hmm. Not to be immune to the virus, but to help your immune system. Mm-hmm. And she went and got it yesterday. And she came in and she goes, here, open your mouth, and jammed like a vitamin D pill in my mouth. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, apparently COVID really hates zinc.
That's the one thing you can't take.
That's the one thing I can't take.
Yeah, apparently that's the one. Everyone has said those vitamins, but like doctors themselves are like saying like focus on zinc and vitamin C.
How's your mom feeling?
She's good. No fever. Her oxygen levels are really good.
No headache.
No headache. Just it's just the fatigue.
And no taste.
She's got her taste back.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, that's quick.
Good. Yep. She's got very good. Taste.
So she's a pretty typical case of what you hear, which is like people are like, dude, I was down and out for 48 hours. I felt like crap and then I was back. It's like, wow.
Well, like she
typical,
couldn't,
I said.
She couldn't go back to work. Like she still got a cough. She like doesn't feel well.
She can just quarantine. Like you can't go back until your symptoms are gone.
Yeah, just because you feel better.
But she's much better. Like she knock on wood, the worst is behind her.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
does she know how she got? No, she doesn't know.
She's at work. Yeah, I mean, she assumes work. She's a garden manager at Lowe's. So
I mean, that's probably how it happened. Like, if I get sick, the only other way I'd get it is here. Like, this is the only place where I sit down for an extended period of time, especially without a mask. Everywhere else, I don't lollygag in grocery stores if I do go.
My brother-in-law doesn't know how he got it.
I don't know. That's creepy. Well, and I've been following your vitamin regimen too. And then I also...
Did you go buy it or did you have everything?
Luckily, I had quite a bit of it on...
You would have everything.
I don't think I don't have a zinc, but I have like the B12 and the vitamin D. I already take vitamin D every day. Well, then Sterling found... Because I have a plethora of vitamins. Sterling found one of my vitamins that I take every day, which, by the way, I take like 8 pills in the morning. I feel like an elderly man.
The worst.
Like with the amount of pills I take.
To take magnesium. But one of them. Stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just do it. You know, health issues.
I know.
But Jesus Christ.
But I take one of them.
You want to get into it?
Never simple.
Well, no. I was going to bring up how I was signing up for the vaccine, and I had a. So when I signed up for the COVID-19 vaccine, it's just if you have any of these health issues that are bad for COVID, check them. And I know that 98% of people skip through all of that, and I clicked like 5 of the things. I'm like, I've been diagnosed with all of these things. Yeah. One of the vitamins I have is a maca root, and I got it because it's supposed to be like energy and help you like be like a fat burner. So
I've heard of it.
Have you heard of it? Well, I saw it on Dr. Oz, which. You know, whatever I hear he gets paid to say certain things. Yeah. Well, Sterling flips out because he finds it and he does research because he wants to know everything that I put in my body when it comes to pills. And evidently, it's like supposed to be like a testosterone and fertility builder. And so he comes to me. He's like, "Do you have issues?
Honey, I have ideas for our future."
Well, he's like, "Do you have issues like getting like you know because it's aroused?" And I'm like, "No." None at all. Why? He goes, well, because you're taking a vitamin that's for like libido and testosterone. And I'm like hell I am. What am I taking?
News to me.
I didn't realize that like certain vitamins do certain things.
Yeah.
So now I'm no longer allowed to take a fat burner that helps my.
You know, back when I was in my 20s, I would take vitamin E because vitamin E is a very jelly pill.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly it was, and I think it worked. It made your...
Vitamin E is supposed to be like good for your skin and stuff.
It is, but it made your orgasms better.
There it is.
Really? I've never heard that about vitamin E. Okay.
For men.
Did it feel better?
More would come out.
Jesus Christ.
I heard.
Okay. And I'm guessing it worked?
I think so, but I was also 22, 23, dude. Yeah. I don't know.
You should test it now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to barf.
Dust comes out.
It's fucking disgusting.
I'm sorry, Nicole.
Yeah, you called me in here for this shit.
No, we called you in here for the other shit.
So let me tell you some other things since you've been
out. You better combat that real fucking quick.
So we had to take down his nudity video. His wife got worried that we were going to get violated for sexual harassment. So we had to take down the video.
She goes, listen, I know that you guys have different rules and what you think is funny is funny, and you're probably safe, but do you ever think about it? But you know why I got in trouble? Because Roy posted it to Insta. If you left it on
it was
TikTok,
funny.
She's not on TikTok.
It was funny.
Out of all the things that he could have gotten in trouble for today, that's what him and
his wife. What did I do today?
No, I just mean like in general, like in life, like the things that you and your spouse confide about. And not then, fight, but have a conversation.
For me dropping my pants at work.
Yeah.
But also,
we have
like,
therapy on Friday, too. She's going to ask how everything went. It was good till Steve dropped his pants at work.
And it started, and the whole week started off wrong.
Yeah.
But that's also one of the weird things. Like, that's how we'd get fired. Something stupid like that. Just some silly.
Yeah.
Not even a radio stunt. You know, not just trying to, you know.
And they'll be like, we tried to fight for you, but no go.
Yeah, you taking off your pants draws the line. Well, I did give consent to seeing it. And then the other thing you missed is that Loren has self-diagnosed herself. Self-diagnosed psoriasis. With psoriasis. And she immediately assumed that I gave it to her.
I did.
Like, that's a thing.
Is it contagious?
No, it's not contagious.
Like, what are the odds that we both have it?
It's in your... Well, if you do have it, I don't think you do. But if you What's do have it, it's in your blood.
What you, didn't you do a whole thing where it was genetic?
It is genetic. Also, Did you just pull off a... What'd you just pull off your neck?
A scarf.
Like a heating pad.
Are you guys related?
She has a heating pad.
Roy and I?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not like that. Like, you have to be related to someone that has psoriasis. It just has to be a thing, a disease thing in the bloodline.
There's just a lot of issues in this room.
Dude. Yeah, there is.
It's a gloomy Monday here. Mm. It's like 42 and cloudy, and the rap party reflects that mood. But hopefully we gave you a couple laughs along the way. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Nicole's hair's getting really long, by the way.
You're going back to your regular look?
Yeah, what
look
are
at
doing?
That undercut.
Yeah, look
like,
at
I
want to
play with it.
It's long. I've been called an otter.
A gay thing? Like a gay male?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Roy, I would think that out of the two of us, you could tell me that.
I know.
Not really
I feel
a me
like
thing.
We went through
You're
that.
Man.
I forget what an otter is.
It ain't no twink.
No, but it's the twink, but hairy twinks.
Okay.
I think. Hmm. But are otters hairy?
It's like a, isn't it a young, hairy kid? Whereas, like,
I think otters are cute.
A bear is an older, hairy guy. Maybe an otter's a younger, hairy guy.
Now, Lorraine, when you said otters are cute, are you meaning the guy or are you meaning the animal?
I guess both.
Jesus Christ. Bye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.